Shalom Avracha, welcome to everyone, Bez Hashem. We continue with Tehillim Life Lessons, Shir number 43, Lanatzeach al Ayeles HaShachar, Mizmor LeDavid. We are learning Mizmor Chav Beis, and I just want to share with you, before we begin the actual Shir, the tremendous Siyata D'Shemaya. There's a Shir number 43. Today is Yud Gimel Adar Tovshin Pei Gimel. Today is Tainus Esther. And in fact, the Svarim bring down that this specific Perek of Tehillim, Chav Beis 22, should be recited on Tainus Esther. And this is what we're up to right now. I didn't orchestrate it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrated this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is orchestrating everything, also put this capital of Tehillim that we're up to right now, and it fell out specifically on Tainus Esther, which should be recited on Tainus Esther as well as on Purim. That's how we start. The question is, if you look at the first beginning of the words, normally we begin Lametzeach Mizmor LeDavid. Here we begin Lametzeach Al Ayeles HaShachar. What's Ayeles HaShachar? That's question number one. Question number two, what's the history, just basics, what's the history behind this Perek of Tehillim, this Mizmor? Number three, Keili Keili, if look at Pasuk Beis, Keili Keili is referring to Hashem's name, that's why we don't say it. Aleph Lamed Yud is Hashem's name. Kel is a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is Hashem is the Melech, Chazak. Loma Azavtani. The Pasuk says, why did you forsake me? Rochak Mishuasi Dirish Agosi. You're far away from my salvation. What is going on over here? What is this referred to? Step number one. To answer these questions, David HaMelech wrote Kapitel Chav Beis. Mizmor 22, as a chapter that we, Klal Yisrael, should turn to when we find ourselves in a situation of tzarus. In fact, it's written in a singular term, Keili Keili Lomo Azavtani, not Azavtanu, because when we are be'achdus, together, that's when we will get out of this golus. So David HaMelech writes this for when Klal Yisrael are in a case of tzarus, the golus, and he says, turn to Chav Beis. And in fact, some 500 or so years later, Esther, says the Gemara Megillah, turns to Kapitel Chav Beis when she is fasting for 3 days and she is about to enter into Achashverosh's chamber. And she recites these words, Lanatzeach al Ayeles HaShachar, Mizmor LeDavid. And as she's getting closer, she feels that the Shechina is leaving her. And this is the last and worst time that she would want the Shechina to leave her. She needs Hashem's help. If any time, now is the time. And she says, Keili, Keili, Hashem, Hashem, my God, Loma Azavtani, why are you forsaking me? Why are you leaving me now? Rochok Mishuasi Dirish Agosi. It's far, the salvation feels far from me. She felt HaKadosh Baruch Hu leave her. And the Gemara explains, because she passed by Avodah Zarah on the way to Achashverosh's chamber, and the Shechina departed from her. And that's why she recited the words, Keili Keili, Loma Azavtani. But let's go back first to Pasuk Aleph. What is Ayeles HaShachar? The Mefarshim explain that Ayeles HaShachar is an instrument. It's a musical instrument which was used to accompany the words of this mizmor, of this song. Others explain it's the morning star. And we know that before the day begins, when all of the other stars are all away, it is the darkest moment of the day. Right before the day begins, it is the darkest moment of the day. And that's what we're saying over here, as the Meiri combines these two pshatim together. And the Meiri says that it was specifically this melodious instrument that was used to accompany the words of this mizmar, because first when you start playing, it has a subtle low sound. And then slowly, the sound gets stronger and the volume gets stronger. Just like the light of the early Ayeles HaShacha, the early dawn, rises slowly until it reaches its climax when the sun appears and the powerful ball of the sun is there and is visible. So too, it's times that it's the most darkest in the history of Klal Yisrael, that the Yeshua, the salvation, is right at the corner. And in fact, it was David HaMelech himself, some 500 years earlier, that had a major role in the Yeshua and the salvation from Haman, from Achashverosh, the Rishayim. And let's understand, what does that mean? What does David HaMelech have to do with the Yeshua in the time of Mordechai Vester? Wasn't it Mordechai Vester? What does David have to do with this? Let's go back to an incident that took place in David HaMelech's life. Before that, we repeat out loud, we say out loud a pasuk, a few psukim. One of the psukim we say out loud in the Megillah, Ish Yehudi Hoya B'Shushan Habira, and of course this Ish Yehudi is Mordechai. It's brought down that there's a reference to David HaMelech. Ish Yehudi is David HaMelech. Why David HaMelech? Because David is from Shevet Yehuda. What shaychus? What's the connection? What's the relationship? To David HaMelech and Mordechai and Esther. And the relationship is very, very strong, because when David HaMelech was with his 400 men, and Shimi ben Gera was Mekalel, was cursing him out. As we have discussed this numerous times in the past, it was a horrific, embarrassing situation for David HaMelech. And his men wanted to go kill Shimi ben Gera. And he was the Melech. He had the right to have him been killed, to have Shimi being killed. What did David say? What was David's response? Leave him alone. Hashem Amaloi Kalel. Hashem told him to curse me. David HaMelech used his strength. Ezu Gibra Koivesh Es Yitzroi. He used his strength and he saw Beruach HaKodesh that there will be a Mordechai and there will be an Esther that can descend from this person, Shimi ben Gera. And in fact, that's exactly what happened. David HaMelech left him alive. And then generations later, there was a Mordechai and Esther that came out from Shimi ben Gera. So in fact, David HaMelech deserves a tremendous amount of credit for the fact that he did not kill Shimi ben Gera. What is this teaching us? Let's apply this life lesson, as we call the Shia, to Tehillim life lessons. David HaMelech is once again teaching us, when we have a situation that we're faced with, somebody embarrasses us, somebody is treating us in a way we don't appreciate, let's remind ourselves of David HaMelech. David HaMelech held himself back. And because of this, Mordechai and Esther were there generations later to save Klal Yisrael. It's yaduah, it's well known, that if a person is embarrassed and he holds himself back from responding, it is a tremendous shas tefillah. In Shemayim, they welcome his tefillahs. If a person is able to hold himself back at a time when he's being ridiculed, when he's being attacked, and in fact, we turn to now Pasuk Beis, because Esther is evoking the words of David HaMelech, Keili, Keili, Loma Azavtani, why did you forsake me? And we asked the question, what is this referred to? And we said, when Esther was walking away to Ahasuerus, as she was passing through the chamber, there was Avodah Zarah, and the Shekhinah is not going to be in the place where the Avodah Zarah is, and the Shekhinah departed. And that's when Esther said, Keili, Keili, Loma Azavtani. I want to share with you something that I saw recently for the first time in my life, twice within the same week, once from Rav Avram Shor, and then a few days later I was learning with my boys, I saw it brought down again. And I said, look at this Hashgacha Pratis. I'm up to Kapitul Chav Beis, and of course Baruch was sending me this beautiful piece to share with you now. We start with the Medrash. And the Medrash relates that Esther asked, what did Klai Yisrael do so bad? What did they do so wrong that they deserved a decree of death? This is the question Esther asked. Answers the Medrash. Ve'ashivu lo min ha-shemayim ibnei shenasu Yisrael mach v'rosh. And the answer that was given to her is because Klai Yisrael became memchof, mach, crushed, and reish shin, rosh, poor. Miyad pascha, says the Medrash Esther v'amra keili keili loma azavtoni. Immediately, Esther opens up her mouth and says, Keili, Keili, Loma Zavtoni. And of course, we need an explanation. What does this Medrash mean? And for that explanation, we turn to Rav Shimshin from Astropolio. Hashem Yinkom Domoy. He lived in the generation, the time period of the Pnei Yeshua. He was killed during the Crusades, during the Tach V'Tat massacres of Chil Milki Yimach Shemoy, wearing his talis and tefillin. And he tells us a very deep concept. And he says that every malach, in order to get its existence, its chiyus, its life source, it has to have from the shemais of Hashem. For example, you have malach Gavriel, it has an aleph lamed at the end. Malach Rifael has an aleph lamed at the end. Malach Michael has an aleph lamed at the end as well. Because there has to be a Kel, there has to be Hashem in the picture of the Malach, in order for the Malach to have its existence, its Chiyus. But if the Aleph Lamed is removed, then it becomes like it's dead. It doesn't have any Tenua, it doesn't have any movements, it doesn't have any power. And this is what Rav Shimshin from Astropolio explains, how he explains the Medrash. Esther asked the question, what did Klai Yisrael do? What did Klai Yisrael do so wrong that they deserved destruction? And the Medrash responds, because it became Mach V'Rosh. Mach, Memchof, are the letters that remain from the word Michael, the Malach Michael. If you take out the words Aleph, Lamed, Yud, from the word Michael, you have the letters Memchof. The Malach Michael is the Malach that protects Klai Yisrael. Furthermore, if you take out the letters of Hashem's name of Aleph, Lamed, Yud, once again, from the word Yisrael, you have the word Reish Shin, Rosh, Por. And these are the letters, Aleph, Lamed, Yud, of Keili, Keili. Esther Malko is crying out, Hashem, why did you forsake us? Keili, Keili, Loma Zavtoni, Aleph Lamed Yud, the Shem Hashem from the Malach Michoel, the Shem Hashem from the Malach Yisrael, from the Shem Yisrael, which represents Klal Yisrael. But through her tefilos, through her tefilah, the letters Aleph Lamed came back, both to Michoel and both to Yisrael. And explains Rav Shimshon that it's because of our averus that the Aleph Lamed Yud left in the first place. The Keli Keli, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence left because of our averus. And this point that I'm about to share with you now is so extremely important for Purim, to understand Purim and to understand life as a Yid. And let's first start with a Gemara in Yumad Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis on the top of the Amud. Ein Adam Negei B'Muchan L'Chaveira Afilu K'mal Einima. We mentioned this in the past. No one can take away anything that you are deserving. Afilu K'mal Einima. Even a hair's breadth. If Hashem says you're going to get it, you're going to get it. Many times in life, not just many times, throughout our days of life, we have nisyonos, we have challenges dealing with people. And this one does that wrong, and this one does this wrong to us. And it builds this animosity to the person. And it's a very slippery slope. And if that person did something wrong to us, they did something wrong. They have bechira chafshis, and Hashem will deal with them. And they have to do tshuva. But we have to realize that everything that happens is because of our actions. Are we doing the mitzvahs properly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Are we serving Hashem properly? The Gemara asked the question, what did Klai Yisrael do wrong? And the Gemara answers, they went to the Sud of Achashverosh when they were told not to. And even before that, around 67 years earlier, they bowed down to the Avodah Zarah, to the idol in the days of Nebuchadnezzar. So we see the Erech HaPayim, the patience Hashem had for us to do tshuva, but we didn't. In fact, we angered Hashem even more. And we went to the Sud of Achashverosh and we behaved in a way which is very immoral. And that's the Pshat Keli Keli Loma Zavtoni. But Esther, through her tefillah, she brought the Shekhinah back to Klal Yisrael. Keli Keli Loma Zavtoni. And that's why David HaMelech said, when you find yourself in the case of Tzaras, in the situation of Tzaras, turn to Kapitel Chav Beis. And that's why it's Yaduah, the power of Tefillah, as the Arizal says, that Purim is even to some degree greater than Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a Yom Kippurim, is a day like Purim. So we turn to Kapitel Chav Beis, L'matzeich al Ayelas HaShachar, as we had said, that refers to this morning star as well as the musical instrument. Because when things are very dark and gloomy, whether it's in a personal situation, in a person's life, he should never give up hope. And in fact, that is specifically why Esther Amalka was chosen to be the savior of Klal Yisrael. She was an orphan. Her father died before she was born, and her mother died at childbirth. She grew up without her parents. It was in the darkest situations. Mordechai raised her, and then she was taken to the palace of the Rasha Achashverosh. And in fact, he was a Rasha, as the second Rashi in the Megillah says, he is a Rasha mitchilosoi v'atzoifoi. From the beginning of the story to the end of the story, he remained a Rasha. Let's not forget that. It wasn't just Haman who was the Rasha. And here you have Esther, the last person you would think would have the ability to save Klal Yisrael, a Yisayma from her mother, from her father, taken to the palace, abducted. And that's where the Yeshua comes from, through her. And the message is for each and every one of us to look at the Purim story. Look at what happened over here. And in each and every one of us, let's turn to Kapitel Chav Beis. Keili, Keili, Loma Azavtoni, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, come back. Because our Siyata Dishmaya only helps, only happens, our salvation only happens when we come back to Hashem, when we do our tshuva, And if someone does something wrong to us, we have to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending us a message that we have to improve on something. And that's why there's an issur to take revenge. You can't take revenge on someone because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I'm pulling the strings. And if we take revenge, we're saying Hashem Chas V'Shalom is not in charge. Now once again, that person, if he did something wrong, that's between him and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and it's between him and you. He has to ask Mechila, he has to ask forgiveness from you. But these are the lessons we're being taught over here from the Purim story. So just to review some major points over here, as we said already, by Yelis HaShachar, that when things sometimes look the darkest for Klal Yisrael, or for the darkest for an individual, there's always hope. Never give up. Daven to Hashem. Turn to Hashem. Keili, Keili, and bring the Shechina back to you. Ish Yehudi, we said, is a reference to David HaMelech in his chus from holding himself back from having Shimi ben Gera killed. Mordechai and Esther were born generations later who came to save Klal Yisrael. Let's hold ourselves back. Let's muster up the strength, the siyat d'shmaya. And not to say something. And use that opportunity as a tefillah to daven to Hashem for what we need. And Keli Keli, as we said, is a reference to Michael and Yisrael. Because of the Averis, we became mach, we became crushed, we became rush, reish shin. But there's another way. If we do the tshuva, we bring back the Keli, we bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu back into the picture. And then we become not a reish shin, but a sin reish, a sar. A sar. We have Yisrael. Yisrael, we have Keli in the Yisrael. And we become a powerful ruler. In conclusion, the Sfas Emes says, as well as of Yitzchak Isaac Chavar, very important yesod, that Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people, have no connection to Teva. Api Teva, according to nature, we should not be here anymore. But we are Yisrael. We are Yisrael. We are the Sar Keli. We connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And because we are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are living L'mailam Neteva, which is called Nes, Api Derech Nes. And this is the beautiful message of Purim. The message is, never give up hope. Hashem loves us all the time, no matter what we might have done. And Hashem says, come back to me. As Esther said, Keli, Keli, let us all evoke this power that we have inside of us. Keili, keili, loma azavtoni. Let us bring Hashem back into our lives. Strengthen that relationship. And we should, just like we saw the Yeshua in the times of Purim, we should be zeichet to see the Yeshua, Mehera b'yameinu, the ultimate Yeshua, with Mashiach Tzidkenu, Mehera b'yameinu. Amen. Wishing everyone a freilich in Purim.